Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spackle. Die Hard. Wi-Fi. Milk Jug.
It's Week Girl! It's Week Girl!
If you have the number 10, and you double it, how many is that?
I don't know. At least 20.
At least 16 football fields?
At least. Yeah, it's episode 20?
Episode 20.
Nice.
Yes, Joe Paisley.
Brett Flintstone.
And do you know why sometimes when you clean your ears it makes you cough?
No, I don't.
Do you ever have that happen to you?
I have. It's weird. It must be like ear canal, but like before we put our headphones on every week, we like clean our ears out. And in mine, the Q-tip just on my left ear feels horrible, and it sets off like a weird nerve kind of thing, like every single time, no matter how many times I do it. Right ear, nothing. I can jam a fucking pocket knife in there, and they'll just be like, no, that's fine.
A drumstick?
Just drumstick.
With cotton on it, just...
No sensitivity at all. But then this other one, always irritated.
And I've always wondered why that is. Every time I do it, I mean, I know I'm probably going a little too deep on my ears. The doctor would be like, It's like, well, then don't make Q-tips.
I do not go too deep. I got special Q-tips.
Okay.
That, like, get a little bit fatter halfway through them so you can't push them in too far.
They have like a little guidance line. Like no trusty with Q-tips Dan.
And I feel like we've talked about this on here before, because I remember Zach adding to it, but it comes from an episode of Tales from the Crypt when I was a kid, where, like, I don't know, I watched it when I was probably 9-10 years old, HBO I think it was on, and this dude shoves, I think it's a pencil or something, scratching his ear. But anyway, it goes like all the way in, blood coming out of his ear. And I associated that with Q-tips. And like literally that one weird scene from that show still affects my Q-tip usage.
It's just an ungodly amount of earwax now.
I'm afraid that I'm going to slip.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to jam it into my fucking ear and then blood.
That's such a funny irrational fear. Like you're just sitting in a chair and you're super soft. Just squeak. Whoa. Just who put the ice under my chair?
It is funny how irrational those things are. I think about that where heights.
Yeah.
Like when you're way up high somewhere and you have like a little path to walk on. Like, I don't know, you're out in the mountains or whatever. And then suddenly I get real unsure of my like ability to walk basically.
Left.
Right.
Right. Left. Left. No, God.
Because literally, I've literally never just walking along a trail in a field or whatever, you know, just all of a sudden randomly just fallen off to the side. Like ever. Not one time.
Whoa. There it goes. There goes Dan. Oh, Dad. Like every hiking trip is a guessing game on when you're just going to, whoa.
And then just fall.
Oh, jeez. Somebody help me. Oh, damn.
I mean, some poor bastard speaking of ears, somebody with like an inner ear problem.
Yeah.
That's like their life.
That's
just
terrible.
Like several times a day. I wish they would make those noises too.
Ooh, like super cartoonish.
I picture the guy who. Exactly. I picture the guy who falls down a lot just walking. He's also the guy who makes that noise. Yeah. Hey, Bob, you know, okay to trill? Oh, I'm fine. I shouldn't. Not again.
And everyone, the laugh track plays.
Right. The sitcom laugh track. Right. That's that guy's life.
So you can find everything that is Be Dumb online. Facebook, Instagram, at IsBeDumb. You want to send in the segment content, you can do that at dumb@isbedumb.com. That's any of the segments that we have. And we do have a brand new edition of Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition today.
My one-star heroes is from a listener as well.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like listener week.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
I'm having so much fun picturing that guy just walking along on trails, and he's like super nervous because he knows he falls a lot,
you know.
And then he falls, and he never goes on a trail where it's like there's more than like a 10-15 foot drop because he knows he'll die.
Yeah.
But then he still falls anyway.
Ouch! He would either be he'd be the funniest for me to watch, but he couldn't be a professional runway model, like just all dressed up. Here comes Brad. Just
yo. And he just falls.
Hey!
Yay!
he's always wearing like protective armor. That's what he shows off.
I love the concept of comic relief at like a high art or high fashion runway show. All these super serious models. And then Brad's like, are you sure? I don't feel like I do a good job. No, man. We love you. Everybody loves you. Get on out there.
Come on.
And okay. Then people are waiting for it. They're just like, he's going to fall. When's he going to fall? Oh, God, my ankle. But he gets really hurt. Right, nobody cares.
I was going to say, sporting events hire him to walk down the steps like in the seventh inning. And here comes Brad.
Here's our celebrity hot dog vendor. Whoa. Brad coming down the stairs in the upper deck section. Oh, God. And then the cartoonish rolling down the cement stairs.
Oh, everyone's clapping.
Oh, my knee. Oh, God, my wrist.
If you have any other thing you want to send our way, info@isbedumb.com. Links to the videos we watch or any other pictures we feel you need to see, we will throw those in the episode description. We got merch at badmagicmerch.com and isbedumb.com. And we do have the brand new Doom inspired, yes, which a lot of people are pumped about. I love
Doom.
It. I'm getting all of it. We have a sweatshirt, we have a t-shirt, we have a Tumblr. Yes. All just says Dumb in the same font that you would see the OG video game Doom.
And I got to get this out of my head. It adds very little value to the show. But that noise, that voice made me think of there was this old Simpsons game.
Oh, yeah?
On like Xbox, yeah. I think like years ago. But you just drive around or you're skating around, whatever, mm-hmm, running around the game. And you can like, kind of like an early Red Dead Redemption where I guess, what is that, open territory where you can open world where you can go do things.
Yeah.
And there was this one character when you would run him over, like the grandpa, I think, or something.
that sounds like something the grandpa
would. Spines don't bend that way! Like, you'd say something like, my back, and then, spines don't bend that way. I haven't thought of that in 10 years.
Someone knows. Now someone out there right now is like, yeah.
Yep, I remember that guy.
I remember that guy.
That's what I was thinking when he's falling down the stairs. It's him, spines don't bend that way.
Yay. I love him. Love you, Brad. We did have a gift sent our way this week.
Cool.
Dummy Bill Ruddy sent us this Dear Beer adult coloring book, which Sean Donovan... is the author of, and he said, well, he goes, I thought of you guys as soon as I saw this. My buddy is the author. I put the book together. I gave it to my kids to help pass the time. Does that make me a bad dad? No judgment here. Love you, exactly. Dummy, from Bill Ruddy.
So, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, as you can see inside, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but it's an adult coloring book, and it's this guy's relationship with alcohol. So he's trying to say no, and then the alcohol's like, come on,
try it.
How are you ever going to get laid again?
I liked it in the camera shot there from the Scared to Death show.
Oh, right.
There's just, you just see like what looks like a bloody hand on the couch. Like, nah, nothing to see here.
It's behind the scenes murder.
Don't even worry about it.
No, we'll hide it later. Don't expect you guys to see that. Please don't call the cops. And I have a really fun update concerning Peter Pitt.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, yes.
This happened, at least in our world, it's going to be, mm-hmm, brand new to you, but this happened in our world just about, I don't know, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, the staff at Pita Pit here in Coeur d'Alene listens to Is We Dumb.
Yes.
And if you remember a while back, I had
a situation.
I had a situation where
someone was being a nice guy, they were doing their job, and you fucking went ballistic.
Right.
Is how I recall it.
I was so jealous of how good of a job he was doing.
They were doing excellent customer service, and you were just like, no, not on my watch.
Not today. But I went into Pita Pit, and I have never yelled at somebody, like in like a restaurant setting in my life.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and there's this kid fucking at the cash register, and I'm just standing there waiting on him.
Yeah.
And he's not doing anything. And like 10 seconds pass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and 10 seconds when you're just standing there is a long time. And
right.
And then he does the look up at me and he goes, can I help you? And that's when I said, am I fucking bothering you? You remember that?
Yep.
I have, this is a good story on a lot of fronts.
Okay.
He got fired.
Okay.
For being mean to customers and customers not liking him.
And then he died.
So everybody who wrote in and blamed,
mm-hmm,
me,
mm-hmm,
for being an asshole. Right. Like, it's not their job to entertain you.
Right.
And they did. I had got a bunch of personal attacks about how big of an asshole I was for saying that to him.
Mm-hmm.
He got fired for being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So go fuck yourself. All of you that sent that in, I promise you, I would not normally this way.
Right.
Am I fucking...
Doesn't that make you a bigger asshole, though, kind of, technically?
No, he got himself fired. I didn't get him fired.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't report it to anybody.
And I should add to the story. Well, that's not what I heard. I heard that Joe launched an email campaign,
right,
and then he had his picketing.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting more people to, like, you know, go in there.
Peter Pitt, suck my dick!
Peter Pitt, suck my dick! We'll burn it down if he doesn't quit! Peter Pitt, suck my dick! We'll burn it down if he doesn't quit! Right. And then he got fired.
Right. No, our hands are tied here. We have no choice. So anyway, they reached out to me. me and they said, we have to make it right. And I said, come on. Like, I don't, let's not do this. And so we went back and forth. I said, I don't need a free pita.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just donate it to like a homeless guy. Like somebody who just needs like the pita. I don't need it. That's fine. I've been back 80 times since. I love pita pit.
Yeah, yeah.
So we came down. One of the ladies that works there knows that my wife is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
So we just went back and forth a little bit on Facebook and decided that they were going to donate a party platter to the hospital.
That's awesome.
In our name. So they went and did that. They sent some pictures. Go and take them up on the screen here, Zach.
Let's get some. Oh, that's awesome.
So there they are getting delivered.
Good job.
And you can
Peter
see
Pitt.
Here. It's graciously donated by Joe Paisley and Bad Magic Productions.
Based here in Coeur d'Alene, Peter Pitt.
Right. Yeah. At least their training center is right here in Coeur d'Alene.
I think the company started here.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think they just have the training center here.
Hey,
I think
Zach,
it's like Midwest.
I feel strongly that we find out if it's Midwest or Coeur d'Alene, or have Logan, ask Logan, just Google Pita Pit and then find out where it's founded and headquartered.
And then
on it.
After you figure that out, just come on in here and grab their apology hat like immediately after you look it up, because I know that it didn't start here. So then just bring that over to Dan. So anyway, we came up with this whole system, and they donated a little party platter to the hospital.
That's so cool.
Because, you know, frontline workers right now, they need it.
Mm-hmm. That's
great.
That's a very, very good ending. It's very good for everybody but the one guy who's no longer there.
Well.
What if he listens to the show and he's like, that's not
maybe he turned it around.
Right.
And now he's going to do better at whatever job he does next.
I like that.
Right.
Yep.
And got an answer for you.
Okay.
Ontario, Canada.
Gotcha.
Fuck!
So go ahead and grab that. We'll do this right now. There's a dummy hat in here. It's a pile of shit. If you want to come in here and grab this, we'll just throw it on Dan's hat real
Where
quick.
Is
it's
it?
Going to be a super short apology. It's in the locker room.
Oh, it's in the locker?
Go look in there, in that top locker.
Okay.
Nope, down, that one.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
You can just throw it. I'll catch it.
Here you go.
Thank you. Oh boy.
That was the quickest turnaround apology so far.
Listen, I want something to be based here just to believe in. Just something to get behind. And I just, for a while, I guess I kind of hung my hat on pita pit. It's just like, I told myself that if they could start making pitas in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and they could grow from there, that would inspire a lot of children to read. And I don't fucking know what I'm talking about.
I bought it. That was enough for
That's
me.
That's the backstory makeup. It's about kids needing to read.
It's why you moved here. It's why you started
the
podcast.
Here. Everything in my life that has been based on me thinking Peter Pitt was in Coeur d'Alene.
Everything, like the truck
you
bought.
I moved my family here. I started a business here. What a lie! I'm a fool!
You bought your house because it was close to somebody who worked for Pita Pit? Like, that was, you were going to live by him and just get some, you know, rub off of a little success?
I just get up right now and walk out of the room and you're like, I'll be back in a second. And then literally no one ever sees me again. I leave my family. I leave my business.
It collapses.
I walk right over to the freeway entrance and start hitchhiking and just never come back.
That's it.
I'm just a guy in a bar, like six states away. Like, what are you drinking? It's fucking
not Pita
Pit. Fucking a lie. It's Ontario, I guess.
Canada.
And the bartender has to be like, this is Dan. He talks a lot about Pita Pit. Yeah. He's harmless.
He's
sleep in the back.
He's been trying to get out of here for a long, long time. Just don't ever mention pitas around him. He'll kill you.
He'll kill you.
What's that one food you like? Fuck you!
I'm the crazy guy they like to rile up.
Right.
Like the new guy works and like, hey man, Dan down there at the end, he would love it. He can be a little grouchy, but if you just give him a pita from Pita Pit, then you guys are like best friends.
Ask him what that really flat sandwich is then. They roll up into a cylinder. Why? Do it. He loves
just
it.
Bring up pitas and his family and just see what happens.
And his podcast and his company. Just bring up how great things were because of pitas. See how things go.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, our very super most important starting question is probably the most vulgar that we've had so far.
Okay.
And we're going to go do that right now.
Let's do it.
Okay. The very super most important starting question. This was sent our way by Dummy Paul. Would you rather drink a shot glass full of cum once a year for the rest of your life?
Fun.
Or have a piece of unknown hair in every meal for the rest of your life? Yay.
Okay. Well, I'm leaning hard towards hair.
Okay. Every single meal. You right? eat all the time.
But just, but like, what is, does it say? A hair? You find a hair.
You find a piece of unknown hair.
Okay, a piece of unknown hair.
So every meal, you know you're going to bite in, and there's just going to be some hair in mm-hmm. there.
I feel like I could acclimate to a piece of hair. Like I would just get used to like, okay, you know, hair. There's going to be hair in my food.
Right.
I could do that more than, I don't know that I could ever get used to just throwing back a shot of cum. What? And for a second, I was like, is it going to be my cum? Or, but then I'm like, I don't even care.
It could be it's not even, anybody's, I think. It doesn't be, say. It
doesn't say anybody's.
Full of cum.
And even if it was my own, I don't want to. That might even be weirder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to drink my own cum every day for the rest of my life.
Do you want to know the worst part of this? Is that what my brain is doing?
That made it, sorry. That made it sound like I do sometimes drink my cum, but I just don't want to drink it every day. And I want to clarify that I never drink my cum.
Oh. Okay.
Ever. Not ever.
Noted. One second.
Update, update notes.
I'm changing my Christmas gift.
I wish I could see like your notes app comes up and it's like, Dan Dreeks' own cum sometimes. And it's like, nope, erase, never. Dan Dreeks' own cum, comment, never. Or
never. Never. Not sure though. Not 100%. We'll ask again
don't
later.
Know if I believe it.
Right. Question mark, question mark. I keep picturing the two together and that bugs me so much. Spaghetti with hair in it. And just and a shot your, glass of cum poured
drinking
on top.
With it? Oh my God. Why'd you pour it on top?
Because that's
you...
what my brain did. So I don't know what. I can't stop what's happening in here. That sucks. So thank that God does. It's not like, would you rather do all that or right. die? Because I don't know which one I would pick.
I was thinking like if you up the ante, it would make it tougher on the hair side.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, what if you had to drink? And what was it again? How much was it? A shot
it's
glass?
It's a shot glass of cum.
Okay. So a shot glass of
cum. Which isn't that much.
What if you had to do that? Or you, not only was there like a hair in your food.
Yeah.
But in one meal during each day, there was all of someone's pubes.
Right.
Like a whole person's worth of pubes mm-hmm. is in your food. Because then I'd be like, good.
Once a month, you can make an event out of the, you could have like a shot glass of cum party. Like Dan's 13th annual.
Wait, because.
Drink a shot glass of cum.
Wasn't it every day?
No, once a year.
Once a year is all?
One, yeah, but it's still.
Oh!
Not once a day. It's like you wake up and that was your protein shake.
I thought it was every day.
Oh, good. Well, good morning. Glub, 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 glub. Off to work, honey.
My mind just leaped it to once a day. Okay, it's once a year.
Once a year.
But the hair is every meal.
Every meal.
Oh, man, that does change it.
Okay.
That's why I went so hard towards hair.
That's the balancing point.
I thought it was like a shot of cum a day for the rest of your life. And I'm like, that's, I think we can all agree that's probably too much.
Where are you going to get that?
Where are you going to get that? Who's supplying that?
That's a ton.
Right. I'm hassling my neighbors. I'm like, do you have that extra gum?
Great.
Come on. Yeah, it's Wednesday. You know that Wednesdays I come over here and I get your gum.
Wednesday's
come. I've been busy.
Wednesday is come to the left neighbor. And then Thursday's come to the right neighbor. Right. And then I go across the street on Monday.
What a weird thing to complain about too. Because you know, like you can just get used to anything in life.
Yeah.
And you kind of normalize it. Like I think about that with our office here. We have all this crazy occult weird stuff. And I'm just like our crazy mannequins.
I just sit next to a gigantic like 7 foot tall black mannequin wearing a devil hat right, or a whole right. mask on his face.
Right. Exactly.
Holding a banana. Like, and it's like, good morning.
And not black as in like African American, obsidian, like the, it's right. from American Horror Story.
Exactly.
The dude in the latex
like a shadow
outfit.
Type looker.
Yeah, like a shadow person.
Yeah.
With, yeah, this crazy monster mask and devil. And we're just like, oh, it's just what well, that's part of our office now.
Good morning. Yeah.
And I think you would like normalize like drinking the shot glass. And then I was just picturing somebody who's like, then you complain about whatever in your life. Everybody complains about their lives
mm-hmm.
and how weird your life would get where you have a system set up where you have, I don't know, 7 dudes and you have to go to their place. But then like one dude, it's never quite what you want. He's like late with it. And then that's just what you casually complain about. You know, fucking Tim again. He was late with the cum. Yes, he was late with the cum.
You text him
every week.
I told you to eat more pineapple.
right.
Tail. Oh,
I got Tim late with the cum. I got Bob. It's just like sour cream cum.
Nothing
I don't
but
know
red
what's
meat.
Going on there.
Red meat in this motherfucker.
I keep telling him to drink more goddamn water. He doesn't give a shit. Right. He
does. It's fucking pudding.
He doesn't have to drink it. What does he care?
That's a shot glass of pudding now.
And it's not like I'm getting it for free. I'm paying these guys $100 a week to give me all this cum.
It's like making your rounds like a milkman on your way home from work. Right. Going to all your friend's house picking up a little squirt.
Oh man. Okay. So once a year,
I don't know, man. I think because every meal, it's only hair though. So hair doesn't gross me out that bad.
Okay.
I think the FDA allows for a certain amount of hair, even animal hair.
Probably.
No, I don't know about cum though. I will look at that.
Yeah. Cum's probably a problem.
I don't freak out over a hair usually either, actually.
Like a big old hair, tiny hair, like a dog hair. every meal just a small piece of hair. And sometimes it'd be
I'm still going with hair. It's a tougher choice. I almost went to just throwing back a shot of cum once a year.
For funsies.
Just for funsies.
Seasoning, you could have flavoring in the cum, I bet.
Fuck, now I don't know.
Cherry-flavored shot of cum.
I'm gonna drink the cum. What are we... Because then I get to enjoy all my food all year without hair in it. That's wrong?
And I'm, no, it's great.
Oh, okay.
I want to be there for that party. I do it with you just for fun.
Just like
me. So I want two shots of cum a year. One at my party, one at yours.
Okay. Okay, great. We cheers them to another great year.
Another
hair-free year.
I love you, buddy. Like a hug.
Just New Year's Eve to another hair-free year.
Yay. Do you microwave it first?
No.
Should we just move on?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for the Is We Dumb? Is We Dumb? This one's not that crazy, but I think about this every time of this year. Like every November and then through winter is when I originally went downstairs in our basement and really started fixing it up.
Okay.
Just like, you know, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a room down there that was nothing but a concrete box. Like it had some shitty shelves. All I had was a bunch of paint cans on it. And there was nothing in there.
Yeah.
And I decided I'm going to flip this and turn it into like a home studio where I can record music and bands.
Yeah.
And porn.
Sure.
And stuff like that. And so I got it all done. And during one of the final stages of getting this all set, I was going and I was going to put like wall texture on, spackle.
Okay.
On the ceiling before you paint it so it's not just drywall.
Yeah.
And looks super
weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
So I was standing upstairs. It was pretty late at night. And my wife, Erin, bless her heart, she goes, "Hey, there's no windows down there." And I was like, "Yeah?" She goes, "So you have to be careful like doing the texture stuff because it can make you hot."
Yeah, the fumes.
And I'm like, it's a small job. Like the room's like 10 foot by 12 foot. It's not a big room. I'm like, it's gonna be fine. It's totally fine. So I didn't even get a fan. I just went down in there. I didn't want to get spackle and stuff flying out of the room into the carpeted area. So I shut the door, as one would do. And I had a little mask on.
Okay, so you did have a mask on.
I did have a mask on. It wasn't high quality. It was just like a, you know, mask.
Sure.
Keep dust out.
Sure.
And I went to town. And I came out probably a half hour later, the highest I've ever been. Like, it was scary high. Like magical carpet ride.
Wow.
Like the walls, the floor were all liquid. And I'm like, whoa.
Wow, you're hallucinating.
And I didn't notice it when I was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out and it was so, like it felt really good. And then it started feeling so good that it started being fucking scary. So I was like, what is happening? I like made my way upstairs. I was like, Erin.
You have like trouble walking?
Yeah.
I guess like, so like when you're up the stairs. Like, whoa.
Like,
you're that,
Erin,
guy.
Erin, help me. Too much spackle fumes.
And then you fall off the stairs.
Wowzers. This is the pits.
That's crazy.
Super
that high. High
went that. Upstairs. I got to the point where I had to call my dad, who's a carpenter. And I had to be like, am I going to be okay?
Right.
Like, and he's like, yeah, you'll be fine. Like if you, as long as you're not dying, you're just super high off paint fumes.
Wow.
And it lasts a long time. I'm sure there's painters out there or people that have done like home remodel stuff that have done something similar and stupid like I did where you just didn't ventilate the area that you were working with some chemical stuff.
Right.
And you get that high and it was like 4 hours of just being super, super high. And I remember thinking in my head, I was like, oh, that's why people huff paint.
Because
I've never huffed paint.
Now I get whippets. Right. I get paint huffing.
Never crossed,
glue, the
never
markers.
Crossed my mind. I was like, oh, that's why they do it. Because this is silly. But yeah, so she made fun of me. I think about it all the time. I'm like, oh yeah, this is about the time of the year when I built that. And I always, at least once a year, think about how high I got. And I'm not listening. And if I put a fan in there, I might have been okay. But there are no windows regardless. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
I didn't. But that's why, this is probably why I'm this way. I used to be normal.
Right.
I used to, like, I had a like a sweet accounting job.
Mm-hmm.
I was CEO of all the companies.
You were CEO. You were CEO of Fortune.com.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. I remember that.
Yeah. And then I did this one thing and now here I am. Whoops.
You were CEO of Fortune.com. You were living in your mansion in Malibu.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you decided to do a little bit of spackling.
It was a flip. It wasn't even here. Like, that's how high I got.
You got super high and then you just started wandering and then you ended up in Coeur d'Alene. You had a different family.
Hey, Dan. You felt bad for me. I was in a dumpster.
I set you up with a nice family. Right. They've only known you for a couple of years.
And they just pretend to know me and love me so that I don't go crazy.
They're very, very kind, giving people.
I guess.
Just tell him he's your dad. Makes him so happy.
I need him. Please. Come on, it's just getting good.
That's crazy. Yeah, I have not fumed myself like that before. On purpose.
Yeah.
I used to sniff markers sometimes, but just like.
I mean, they purposely made markers sniffy.
Magnum. Magnum. I think it was called the Magnum 44.
Those weren't the ones I was talking about, but yeah.
It was a big silver one and you had to shake it and it would rattle.
Yeah, it's like a Guinness can.
And then off you go.
Sorry, Teach.
But
that's how dumb I am,
man.
But I am excited for this week's. What's that?
Your life. That's good.
I know
you made it through it.
I know, but I definitely had to have had some impact. That's why people do say that painters are crazy, and I know some painters. It's just too much paint chemicals. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
not all of them. Don't.
And a long time ago, painters, I'm sure, really had some problems because of all the lead. Yeah. There was lead in paint.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that stereotype comes from somewhere where painters are a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I do know a couple painters that do fit that stereotype very well. They're a little crazy. But this week is the Dumb Dumb Idiots Listener Edition. You ready to get into that?
I'm ready.
Then let's do that.
Let's do it.
Whoa!
Can't get that out of my head.
Our first story is sent in by Dummy Austin, who writes, Joe and Fred, I've been listening for about a week, and I've already caught up on every episode.
Nice. He's
fucking turbo.
Good job, Austin.
Look at this fast guy. And I want to send him my own story. So he says, I was riding in my car with my girlfriend, and we needed gas. As one does, we stopped to get gas at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled in, and my girlfriend drives to the gas pump and pulls in to where the gas pump is on the wrong side. No big deal.
No big deal.
We've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there's a little arrow on your gas gauge that tells you how to not be dumb. And people still do it, including me.
Me too.
So yeah, he goes, I made the same mistake about a million times. What makes it worse is that she then just pulled a giant U-turn and parked at the gas pumps next to us, again, putting it on the wrong side once again. Embarrassed, she pulled around and finally got to the gas pump to be on the correct side. After laughing at her for about a solid 10 minutes, we finally drove home. I know, not the best story, but it reminded me of a video I saw a while ago. So if you even remotely thought that was funny, you should watch it. This lady did what my girlfriend did, just much, much worse. And this video was actually sent our way a few times earlier on.
Oh, okay.
I saw them in the inbox, but it is nauseating to watch this. Go ahead and bring it up the screen, Zach.
Again.
So this is a guy and a girl filming this young girl.
Gas tank's on the other side.
Yeah.
So she doesn't know.
She already did this once.
Oh, whoa.
Okay,
so she's like, I'm so frustrated.
Right.
I'm
so dumb.
Ah, dang it. She's getting back in the minivan.
So she knows that now.
Okay, now I'm going to go to the right spot.
This is the second time she's done this.
Right.
So she should now drive to the, so that it's on the driver's side. The tank is on the driver's side.
The same side as her, right?
Yes.
But she pulled a circle last time.
So she's down in Southern California.
Uh-huh. She's going to back into the right.
Nope. She's going to a different pump. And is she going to do it?
She's trying to figure it out.
Oh, nope. No. Three-point turn.
Oh, she would no.
Oh, I love this guy. No. You had it.
She went the same.
Oh, my God.
She would have had to pull.
Is she high? Oh,
I don't know.
No. She's doing a terrible. It's like a six-point turn now to get around.
Does she just not know which side the tank is on? Or does she think she's...
She knows. She has to know. She just saw that it's not on the passenger side.
So now she is now, for the third time, pulling up to the wrong pump. It just goes on. So now she's getting back in.
And she doesn't know anybody's watching. She's by herself.
And she does it again.
No
way.
Wow. No, she's...
So she's like going to make it through all the pumps. What?
Oh, my God.
And it gets to the point where they're like, we just have to go tell her. So they do it again.
Oh, my God.
Get out. Tell her what she needs to do.
Okay.
Did she wave at you?
Yeah. I said back up Jesus. And go the other way, and she waved. So back up.
So she's back up.
That doesn't make a difference what she just did.
And she's...
She backed up. What? Just to the pump directly behind
turn
her.
A little bit.
She's going to do it again.
Oh. Oh, she's turning.
She's turning.
She's turning.
Oh, my God.
This frustrating.
She pull makes it. Oh, no. Don't.
Pull
no.
it.
She's doing it.
Oh,
she did it. Okay. Okay, good.
She got it.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
That's terrifying that she's driving.
Yeah, I know. Get out. I mean, there's...
Yay!
I'm gonna go tell her congratulations.
I get making that mistake, like, even on a bad day, twice, and be like, what?
Gosh dang.
And then, like, the fourth or fifth time, it's like, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, what's going on? Were you just in a room full of fumes?
Right.
You know, like, what's happening?
It becomes a really sad IQ test.
Oh, my God.
That was, and that's like a crazy, like, super embarrassing amount of yes. time to do something wrong. Oh, and again, let me finish this up really quick. She says, love what you guys are doing. Keep it up. Austin Reed.
Oh, thank okay. you, Austin.
And then I was thinking about something that I've done a lot that
yeah.
no matter how wrong I know it is, if I just would have take a second and really right. think about what I was doing, I would stop doing it. And I don't have any excuse with my key situation in the office.
Right.
Because it's not like I'm a janitor. I don't have a gigantic key ring of yeah. a bunch of keys. I have two. On there.
Right, right.
And the amount of times I stick my house key in the office doorknob
right.
will make somebody throw up. Like it's a couple times a week where I go, oh gosh dang.
And that's one of those crazy things one. Where it's like you know, because you could just get a Sharpie and like mark it or something, so then you would know.
And they're different. They right. they're different keys.
Different
one
keys?
Is dark yeah. brown, one's silver.
But I'm sure like once you get in, you're like, oh dang it, and then you just go you get into your
you
routine
just move on.
And you just move on.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a repetitive thing that I've done. A ton. I can't. There was a thing recently, actually, just like yesterday in this past few days. My truck is in the shop.
Yeah, it is.
And so annoying. That's a whole story.
Are they holding hostage?
I don't know what's going on there. That's a whole, I don't want to drag this podcast. When it's all done, whenever that is, I'll talk about it. Because I'm sure the saga is going to bend in ways I don't even want to think about
you
right now.
You can't even think about all the twists and turns right now.
I anticipate a lot of anger in the future around my truck. And it's going to be, yeah, it's not going to be smooth.
Our listeners will be the beneficiaries mm-hmm. of it.
No part of me thinks it's going to be smooth to get it back.
Steal it? What if we have to go steal your own car back? Like, it's done. I saw it. Now a little bit longer.
But, you know, when I dropped it off, I thought it was going to be, whatever they thought it was going to be, just like, oh, we'll have it done by 2 p.m. You know, it's right. turned into the saga. It's probably going to be like 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But, but my keys have like my little key fob for this gym that I go, like this yeah. little like 24-hour gym that I can, you know, let myself in, and it has the office key. And then I don't think to just get those keys. Well, okay, it was going to be just for a day.
Yeah.
But then that's been a week. I could have gone back and just gotten the rest of my keys, and I've yet to do so. What I do keep doing is showing up at places over and over again that I need my key for and then just not be able to get in. And then just go home, be frustrated, and then go back later to the same thing. Yesterday, I got up in the morning. I was excited. I went to the gym,
uh-huh.
park, you know, everything like that. Got my little headphones set up. Walk over to the door. No little key fob. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, whatever. I'll just come back later tonight. I'm just going to grab a smoothie and just whatever. That night, yep, do come back. Exact same thing. Don't bring a key fob again. Get all set up. Get my gym clothes on. Fucking walk out there. God damn it.
That's your workout. Your workout is just forgetting your key fob.
Just forgetting my key fob and just going to the gym over and over again.
Right.
I've done that to the office at least 4 or 5 times in the last 5-6 days.
Whoops.
Yep.
And I feel that pain too, because we have – although they will let you in at the Croc Center here,
because mm-hmm.
they have a computer. And yours, there's no computer person. You just let yourself in, right?
Right, right, right.
But at the Croc Center, they can look up your name.
Yeah.
But I had that for a long time too, where I would drive Aaron's car.
Yeah.
And all of my shit is on my key change.
Right.
Or key chain. So to swipe in – I would forget it all the time.
Oh,
it's just not on that keychain.
Yep,
I'm
yep,
like, God
yep.
damn it. And then get all the way there. And then you can't just go. You have to wait in line behind all the dumb kids that are going to go swimming.
Right.
Oh, no.
15 minutes.
It could be punch and wait up.
Yeah. Exactly what people do at gyms.
Yeah, punch it.
They get in there and they punch that weight up. And instead, you're waiting in the line like
not
a schmuck.
Not punch and wait it up.
Not being a classic gym
guy.
Weight puncher guy.
You get it. Well, let's move on to our next story.
Okay.
Yeah, this was sent in by Dummy Bryce. It says, what up, you brilliant dipshits? I refuse to apologize for the length of this email. Suck it up and read every word.
Perfect.
He put that in there.
Okay.
That was me. I love the show so much. I work in a service department of a dealership and intentionally saved the current episode for Saturday. It is generally a very boring day. However, to the point, when I heard you guys speaking about your trampoline escapades, it reminded me of an amazing story of top-level dick fuckery. My father is a very intelligent man. He owns an air conditioning company in Arizona. He subcontracts multi-million-dollar custom homes. I've seen him custom engineer so many things for the dumb shit rich people who have unrealistic, impossible expectations. I'm telling you this to quantify the level that his brain works at. It is important to mention that my father is 6'1 tall. You know, he's built like a silverback gorilla. I've seen him pick up an AC unit by himself. He is large, dense, and I've worked on many jobs with him. So on one of these jobs, I was on the roof with him. He realized that he needed to access the breaker in the backyard. I jokingly suggested that he use the giant trampoline in the backyard to get down. Without hesitation, he tosses his tools down, walks to the edge of the roof, turns his back to the trampoline.
What?
Watching in disbelief, thinking he was joking, he just leans back and free falls back first. The large man quickly reached terminal velocity and bullseyed the trampoline.
Oh, my God.
The trampoline stretched as far as it could. He slammed into the ground, wrecking his back, so like through the trampoline. Yep. And at this time, the trampoline does what it's built to do and launched this gorilla back into the air. Watching him cry out and reach for his back, it quickly dawned on me that he was not going to be traveling straight up. His trajectory has to leave the trampoline. His second fall landed him on the ground where he just remained while pondering his life choices. The crew was looking in shock and horror while I almost died due to laughing my ass off. Most of the time, you have to make sure that someone is all right before laughing, but as Dan says and has already addressed, you don't get to choose your immediate reaction. He wasn't hurt. I got the rush of having a nasty fall without having a nasty fall, and I have this story to tell. You guys are doing a fucking awesome job.
I
love the reverent, dark, honest, real feel and what you guys are doing. Keep it up. Keep it inappropriate. Wouldn't change a thing. 3 out of 5 stars. Feel free to use my name, or as my kids have given me, Irish Gorilla.
Irish Gorilla.
And he also said, if this gets read on the show, please give a shout out to my warrior bride, who also works on cars for a living. She comes home every day just as tired, dirty, and banged up as I do. She's also the best mother. Helped me raise 3 kids that aren't hers. All 3 of them kids call her mom, and I think they probably love her more. JK, gosh dang. So thanks for sending that in, Bryce.
Yeah, thanks, Bryce. Mm-hmm. That is, what a visual. Just, that is hilarious. This is just a middle-aged man being like, fucking, let's go. And just like, that takes some balls. That's some courage. Just to like, a trust fall yeah. onto a trampoline down below. And then I just picture the whole thing of him like, slamming into the ground, but not busting the trampoline. Right. And it still has enough bounce to launch him like this, a double fall.
Yeah, that's insane. Throw him off. And it is a little funnier when it happens to your dad.
Right.
It really is. And I've thought about, we have a trampoline in our backyard. I don't know if you guys have one too.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have on the roof repairing shit a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have, it always crossed my mind. I'm like, and then I just picture it, and it's my knees going through my chin. Every time. I'm like, there's no way I won't go boing, just land right in the neighbor's yard on my forehead. And I go, nah. And I just go back down the ladder. But it always is there, top of mind.
I haven't had a fall off a roof or anything, thank God. That story, though, reminded me of, we had a guy come put in a fence this summer.
Right.
The fence was already put in. Had a guy come paint the fence, mm-hmm. is this guy. Did a great job. And then also, like, we have this tree fort. There's, like, a little mini house that I made in the back
tree fort.
It's a cool little tree fort.
Yeah.
The kids never use. It's always going to be a sore spot. We had him paint, like, the base and the deck of the tree fort to kind of match the fence. So he's up there. And I have these – I made the ladder to the tree fort. It is pretty high up there. It's about 12 feet up there. And I made it with too steep. I didn't think about how that would be tough for some little kids to get up and stuff.
Yeah.
So I put these handles on it that I screwed into the decking or whatever. And there's all these handles along. Well, apparently I didn't put one of the handles in very well. It got loose. Maybe it got loose over time. I didn't even notice.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't even home. And my neighbor told me this, that he said he watched that guy, and this guy's not super young. He's probably not old, but like, 50-ish,
yeah.
You know, not like 20. And I guess he was climbing up the tree fort, grabbed the last thing. So he's a good 12 feet, and that handle just ripped out of the tree fort, and he fell straight back and like cartoonishly just landed on the hard ground. Flat on his,
no.
Handles are supposed to stay in the wood. And then he hits his back. And then he just laid there for a little bit and then got up and got back to painting. He never fucking said a word about it to me. Never mentioned, because, like, hey, man, you probably should put your handles in a little better. I about fucking killed myself on your tree fort.
But then your question would have been like, what the fuck are you doing on my tree fort?
He was supposed to be painting it, though.
Oh, I thought he was just painting the fence.
No, I'm sorry. He was painting the fence and then also painting the tree fort.
And maybe I missed that, but yeah. I was like, good, fucking get off my tree fort. In a perfect world, you booby-trapped it. You're like, this guy, like, you saw him, you're like, he's gonna try and climb my tree fort.
This is how I'm gonna keep you guys safe, the tree fort. Okay, there's gonna be 2 silver handles. Don't ever touch those.
Yeah.
You use the black handles, right. The other ones are booby traps.
Right. They're tied like just a Home Alone type setup.
Right.
You pull it out, iron swings down from the tree.
Boing. Another one handle, like when you get to the top, it just releases a bucket full of marbles.
Right.
Why?
somehow puts roller skates on him. I don't know. He's just like, these are fun, safe booby traps.
Fun, safe
booby traps. You only almost die.
I wish that guy was real that we made up. I wish he was my neighbor. Yeah. And I just got to watch him fall all the time.
I know.
Right? And somehow in some magic world, he's like really, he recovers well. Like he hurts himself, but he's like he somehow is able to, you know, get back on his feet quickly.
He's, whenever you see him, something is always bandaged up.
He always has like a cast,
but he's getting better.
And I picture him being like, he's super optimistic and happy. He's the guy who's like, what can you do? We all have our cross to bear. Ah! And then he falls down again. My hip. And he's like, I'm okay.
Okay.
Just call a doctor.
I always think of a story that my dad brings up a lot.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, my dad works in construction.
Right.
And remodeling our house, like building a huge addition onto our childhood home.
Right.
Huge garage. Like, the roof is pretty high. It's, you know, we're probably 10 feet up or so.
Yeah.
But because, you know, he's got two sons, we had to help him build shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of stories that came from this remodel. But this one, he always tells, because we're up there and we're putting the roofing on.
Okay.
You know, the big metal, I forget, whatever they're called. It's like metal roofing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Giant pieces of metal roofing that, you know, so when it gets hot and it snows a shit ton, it's going to slide off your roof.
Right.
Automatically down there. And we're helping them do that.
And metal sheeting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sheet metal. Fuck me.
Yeah.
So they're kind of oily and they can get pretty slick and they're hot. And in the summer, like, you can't just hang on to everything or like sit down
because
everything's really burning.
Yeah.
So as soon as your feet go, if you don't hit one of the screws that you've already put in, you're going. And we were up there with him, and he slipped, and me and my brother were like helping him, and he just went, oh shit! And like me and Max looked, and the last thing we saw was him just going and just sliding off of the roof. Yeah. And he's just, you know, laying on the back.
Oh no!
And from his point of view, this is what he was so mad, but now he laughs about it.
Yeah,
he's just like really hurt, and all he sees is his two sons' faces peach over the end, go. And all he sees is, you know, half of me and Max's face just pop over and go, and laughing at him is laying on his back.
So much pain.
It's just kids, man. Little dickheads.
I worked with my dad in construction too. My dad also a carpenter.
They learned some new words.
Learned a lot of new words.
Yeah.
From the guys, mostly from the guys who worked for him. I was like, oh, okay, we can talk about this.
This is what we're doing today.
But it was mostly framing jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and there was those ones when we were up on a roof, but like, you know, like with plywood or whatever up there on the roof. But then my dad, I never saw him, but he had stories about how he had fallen off a few times. All the guys in the job site were talking about falling off roofs here and there.
Yeah.
But there's like scrap piles. I mean, it's like you're lucky to not get really hurt if you fall off the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then, but he just didn't think anything of it. Like, there was like beyond no safety precautions at the job. And then I remember they would do this game talking about how like some of them had fallen off the roof when they were playing this stupid game where you'd shoot each other with nail guns. So you just
what a fun game.
You hold back the little
safety trigger
on the nail gun, and then you can just use it like a regular gun and just shoot nails across, you know, through the air.
I've done it a lot.
Oh, I've done it too. But just looking back, it's like my dad just thought it was hilarious where it's like the crew, I would be up on the roof and the crew would be just fucking shooting nails at me. And then I would shoot nails, but then he's like, but this attitude of like, well, if you fall, we've all fallen.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm still not going to fucking die.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
Two broken legs.
Oh,
you're part of us now.
He's one of us.
We'll see you in 4 months.
Oh.
And we do have one more piece of listener edition, Dumb Dumb Idiots, to get to. And we'll do that, and then we're going to skip over to the One Star Heroes, which I'm looking forward to.
So
this one's sent in by Dummy Wes. He goes, to whom, all men, this may concern. Hi, Joe and Dan. I am dumb. I do things at the time that sound smart, but usually turn out poorly. It is a simple case of the apple falls not far from the tree. I've only told one girl this story and nobody else. I figured it's perfect to share on the website. Oh, yeah, the website.
It's a great website. Place.
So let me give it to you, give you the setting. So it's August 2012, mm-hmm. World's ending soon, and I was recently promoted. My dad, who worked across the street, wanted to take me out for lunch. Yay, father-son time. I was clocking out for lunch and noticed my zipper was down. Fuck! That's what he wrote. I love that. All caps with question marks.
Yeah,
fuck!
Yeah.
It was down to it breaking. It was the flange that presses the teeth together. You cannot fix that with a paperclip. So I look at my desk for other options. Ah, stapler. Mm-hmm. I went to the bathroom, stapled my pants fly shut. That seems fine. I do that.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to hold until I met my dad at the restaurant next, or I met my dad at the restaurant next door, and I sat down. I felt a scrape that made me sweat on the inside. I didn't want to ruin this family son or this father-son moment with my dick issues. Near the end of the lunch, I felt the slightest little poke. I quickly told my dad that I had to be getting back to work. Now, I get back to the job, and I go to the bathroom immediately to do damage control.
Yeah.
I bandaged up my wounded soldier. Due to my intelligence, I now have two small denim blue vampire bite-looking dots under my head for life. The dye from my jeans tattooed my Dick Johnson.
No!
Remember, idiots, if your ween feels like it's in danger, it is. Thank you all for all the hard work you do on Is We Dumb and Time Suck. I've always listened and laughed along. Scared to death, though. That shit freaks me out more than Dan's mustache. West W.
And he said,
sorry if the caps and question marks made my terrible writing worse.
No.
I'm sorry if my terrible reading made it worse, too. Sorry, Wes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Little vampire marks on your wang. What's that? What is that STD? No.
No. It's,
sit
listen,
down.
It's, okay.
I got a story.
Hanging out with my dad.
Hanging out with dad. I'm staple my dick. Long story short, I staple my dick. But it is.
You know, we all make mistakes.
You want ice cream?
Have you ever hurt your penis?
No, not bad. Not in a pokey way.
Yeah.
I've done weird stuff with wieners. I signed my friend's wiener one time. That was stupid.
You signed your friend's wiener?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Erect,
you wanted me
to. Erect or flaccid?
Flaccid, but stretched out, and I put my signature on it. I went back to bed.
Did he tattoo it then?
No. He just made me. It was.
Never He's mind. Like, hey, I need you to send this document.
It was a funny thing, and then he didn't think I was going to do it, and I did it.
Okay.
Because that's the way I live my life.
I've never
I don't think I've hurt wiener stuff. No, not really.
I only did when I was really young. I was like, I don't know, 5 years old. And I told this story on an album that was like on the people get like on Time Suck on the Patreon. Like this kind of like.
Right. So if you subscribe, if you subscribe, you get the exclusive album.
So I'm sure some of you have heard this, but this Feel the Heat, real story. And I won't tell the whole big long version, but essentially, yeah, I was just, we had this metal heater, coil heater,
right.
With like the metal grate in front of it. So you can't just like reach in with your whole hand and like grab the hot coils.
Right.
So it'd just be these little thin strips of metal out, you know, in front of it, this little, to block you. And randomly, I wondered what it would feel like if I turned my, I used to think of my wiener as a snake.
Okay.
And the little hole, the pee hole, is the snake's mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if I open up my snake ween and I have my snake wiener bite the grate?
Well, of course.
Right?
Who wouldn't?
It makes a lot of sense.
It does.
If you think it through, you're like, okay, I have a dick snake.
I do.
I need to bite something with it. I know that it's strong. I don't know how strong it is. I think it's strong enough to bite the heater. But I need to be sure and test my might. So. And I did that, and I burnt the inside of my penis, and it hurt. It hurt so fucking bad.
Did it scar up?
I don't know that it scarred, but well, it probably did something because it hurt for a long time. Every time I pee, it would burn because I had like scabbed inside my pee hole.
Yeah.
And then in my mind, at least for several years after that, it would sometimes hurt. And I don't know if that was just me imagining it.
Right.
Or if it really was still injured. Cause I never told anybody cause I didn't want it. I was so embarrassed. I never had a doctor look at it or anything.
Cartoonish side. I picture your dick hole swelling shut. Like it stopped start spraying up the side. Oh, like as I'm going to sprinkler situation.
Cause I plug up the hole.
Another hole. Like, God damn, like plug that one. Beep. Gotta get the pee out.
You know who has the dick that doesn't like squirt right and is always getting all over the place?
Yeah.
Oh! Like that's another thing he has to worry about.
Oh no! Not again!
Pee squirting all over the place.
God damn it, Brad!
Brad!
I'm sorry!
Between your falling down and your weird scarred sprinkler dick. Then we gotta get you some help, buddy.
Can take you anywhere.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Let's look at the dumbest thing I found this week. This should be pretty quick. Apocalypse pending.
It's the apocalypse.
So you know about the 5G conspiracy.
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked a lot about that on other shows. Mm-hmm. But if you're not aware, the 5G conspiracy, I mean, people... I think it's using the mind control.
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus was distributed across the world using 5G.
That's my favorite is they don't understand how technology or science works.
Right.
And they just think that you could use a cell tower to send a virus inside of people's bodies.
Right. And so there are people taking advantage of this
mm-hmm.
idiocracy on Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon's not doing anything to stop it, at least not right now.
Okay.
But I'm sure they will soon. They're making these things. Zach, you can bring it up on the screen. God. They're called Faraday Defense Router Shields. So these are basically cages you can get for your router or for your Wi-Fi that will stop the electromagnetic field.
Come on.
And this one here is $190.
Mm-hmm.
And it blocks up to 95% of EMF and RF waves.
And the EMF thing is a separate thing. I do understand. Okay, this is like the doomsday prepper.
Right.
Because like wait a minute, electromagnetic. No, I'm thinking of EMP.
Okay.
I don't know what EMF is actually.
Well, it's the magnetic field.
Oh, field.
And that's basically what Wi-Fi is.
Okay, okay.
So people are taking these and they're putting them over their routers. And then they're writing in reviews and being pissed that it stops their Wi-Fi signal.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, okay. This thing like shields you from frequencies.
And that's what
and that doesn't allow the frequencies in your, so it's just the most, it's the most absurd product ever.
Absolutely. And people are buying it and they're saying, oh yeah, you know, devices that were previously located about 30, 40 feet from the router that used to have full signal strength don't have connection at all anymore. I had to remove the cage from the router and now the return window is closed, so I'm stuck with this useless $100+ metal cage now. We'll try and sell it on Craigslist. Oh, Wi-Fi signal is reduced significantly. It's like, yeah, because that's exactly
what a ridiculous product
you paid for it to do.
It's pretty funny if someone's doing it as a joke, like the person selling it, because like I do love that this product is it does the exact thing you don't want it to do. Yeah. Like the one thing you don't want to put around your Wi-Fi router is something that blocks the Wi-Fi signal.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing this thing does.
Yeah. It's and then this other way, here's another option. If 190 was a little steep, you can get this one for 90. It's got 76 5-star ratings. But you know, here's the sad guy. He goes, the box does work at keeping radiation in, but also Wi-Fi will not work unless you're in the same room as the router. It decreases the signal by 90%. We really wanted to like it, but it's impossible to use our phones in any other room of our house. Also, the seller keeps the shipping fee for $25, so that was annoying. Gotcha. Gotcha, bitch!
What a weird, paranoid group of people. And I love that like you're that concerned about technology, but you're still using Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're terrified of this signal, but then you need a signal to write about your fear of the signal,
right.
Like in a place where anybody else can read it.
I know. They just they're reading the thing that tells them to be scared.
Wow.
Yeah. And then buying.
They're using the Wi-Fi to read an article that they should be scared of Wi-Fi signals.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're buying a thing to kill the Wi-Fi signal, and then frustrated that they can't read about more Wi-Fi signals to be afraid of.
And that's why it was the dumbest thing I was able to find this week.
My God.
All right, let's move on to One Star Heroes. As you mentioned, also a listener submitted this week.
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset, so I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Okay, so
what'd you got?
I'm going to say thank you to Andy Karchner, a.k.a. Heart of Obsidian on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
For seeing our post about the recap of last week's show and when we asked for suggestions. And she said to look up Die Hard on Amazon.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed what I found.
You did. Okay, let's take a look at how people can hate Die Hard.
Classic 1988 Bruce Willis movie.
Yep.
And, you know, really, I think, I mean, this was, you know, he had, oh, my God. Now I'm blanking. There was a sitcom. He was on. Oh no! It was like midnight.
Blue something?
No, shoot! I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Ah, fuck!
I didn't think of it when I was
Hill Street Blues.
No, it's not Hill Street Blues. But there was
Blue
a
Monday.
Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis were in a sitcom together, and I think this was his first big movie.
Okay,
that really kind of launched him and made him leap from like a TV star to a movie star. Becomes a cult classic.
Moonlighting.
That is
bingo.
It. Bingo. Nailed it.
Which is kind of the color blue, Zach. So I guess
Blue Moon.
All right. Gotcha.
Which is kind of, but not even close to what you said.
Right.
So 7,700 reviews, and it's like 4.5 stars. You know, people like it.
Yeah.
And you also have to accept 1988 action movie.
Yeah.
The action movies from the 80s have a certain kind of feel to them.
They sure do.
And if you expect anything else, that's on you.
You went to the wrong decade.
So first one, anonymous customer. And I thought this was kind of funny how people came at this person after their comment.
Okay.
Die Hard is so overrated, I can't put it into words. Awful, truly. 1 star. And then right underneath, avid movie buff. Oh, no, it's actually Loge 10 goes, why don't you give it a try? Putting it into words, I mean. Otherwise, your review is worthless.
Yeah.
And then the next person goes, yeah, I totally agree. A worthless review. So I just thought it was kind of funny that they came right after him.
Why don't you give it a shot then?
Yeah, give it a shot. If you hate it.
Give it a try, big dummy.
Now,
Express
your hate.
Right.
Now, that was just a little quick throwaway. I like the rest of these more,
all right.
Starting with this one. Rambling man truly leaves a rambling review here. Boring, bad Christmas movie. 1 star.
All right.
This is 2017. right? 2 days after Christmas. I don't know how this made so many lists of top Christmas movies. Watching scores of people being shot to death in a high rise isn't my idea of a Christmas movie. Unless you are a psychopath. On top of that, it's boring. I stopped watching before the end. There are just so many ways this old film can kill a bad guy, and then it's just a broken record of fake death. Okay.
What's the... Okay, if it's, unless it's like a snuff film.
Right.
All the deaths are going to be fake in the movie.
Exactly. Mm. So, yeah, that's one
that
thing...
That part bugs me.
Yeah, one thing is annoying where it's like, yeah, that's what movies are about. Like, there's fake death in there. Yeah. And then also, it's just like, this is 2017, and he's in like, boring, bad Christmas movie. The movie's set around Christmas. Right. That's why it makes Christmas lists, because, you know, McCain is coming to kind of reunite with his wife around Christmas. He's going to a Christmas party for his wife's work. Mm-hmm. But if you just watch the fucking trailer for 60 seconds, you would be able to tell that this movie doesn't have shit to do with actually... the holiday, like Christmas.
All right, I think Bruce Willis gets mad. I mean, probably not mad. It's right. Like, it's not a fucking Christmas
movie. It's not a fucking Christmas movie. Right. I mean, it is insane, though. That stuff kills me when people do this in like, recent... Like there's been trailers on YouTube for over a decade. Mm-hmm. Any movie you're going to... You can quickly... should I buy this movie? Watch the trailer. Yeah. It's very easy. Get a feel for it.
I think the best comparison between Die Hard being a Christmas movie is if Batman Returns is also a Christmas movie.
Right.
That's the same comparison. Right. No, that's the one with the penguin.
Mm-hmm. It's set around Christmas.
Set around Christmas
well.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's snowing a bunch and there's a big Christmas tree. So if that's not a Christmas movie, either is Die Hard.
Exactly.
There you go. Just want to put that in people's perspective.
It just kills me when people won't do the tiniest. Like, you'll take a gamble on a 2-hour movie, but you won't first watch 60 seconds of a trailer to figure out if you're going to like it or not.
You dive in. You just dive in.
And then you're mad when it's not what you thought it was going to be when you were wrong about your assumption.
That was your gamble, bud.
So this is just funny, the drama here. This is John, 1-star. Wooden load ruined Christmas. Would have been great, but the movie would never stream. Terribly irritated. Never had this issue before. And the one time we were counting on it, Amazon let us down. Just the drama there, and that's written on Christmas 2014.
So it probably did happen.
He probably had that Faraday box around his router.
Right, he probably did.
Right.
Why won't it load?
I got my electric magnetic field blocker. That just kills me when you go that over the top. To me, it invalidates your entire review.
Uh-huh.
It's like, okay, if you would have left like 1-star, like wouldn't load, very frustrated, this has been happening numerous times, or whatever. You know, Amazon customer service not getting back to me. Okay, I still think this is the wrong place to leave that tech issue review.
Yeah.
But fine. But when you go to that extra melodramatic place of like, it ruined Christmas.
What if it did, though?
Your Christmas was hanging by a fucking thread if you need to Die Hard to save it.
Right. But I do picture him.
Yeah.
He's sitting there, you know, his hands on his temples, staring at his computer or staring at the TV. Yeah. Kids are crying. Mm-hmm. Wife is nagging him. Mm-hmm. Thought you said we were watching Die Hard.
His father-in-law's across the living room just
mean-mugging
him.
Why'd we even come over? Why'd we even come here today? And he's like, God, and he's just...
come on.
This was his big moment.
I need you, John McCain.
Maybe Christmas has always been somewhere else. But then he promised that he was going to have Die Hard this year.
Right, right.
And so they trusted him. And they brought everything over to his house, and then it didn't work out. That's sad for him.
Right. It is.
It's not Amazon's fault, though.
Is this character in this movie John McCain, or am I just thinking
John
of the senator?
John McClane.
McClane.
But John McCain is fucking sweet in this movie,
too. Oh, my God. John McCain. And now I'm gonna do this, and it's going to be terrible, but I'm going to preface it saying I have a lot of respect. Rest in peace, John McCain.
Right.
Big McCain fan. But he couldn't raise his arms above his shoulders because of the POW injuries.
Yep.
And so I'm just picturing how dramatically that would change the movie if he's just like trying to fight guys. Right, but it's just like these weird fucking punches because he just can't get his arms up.
Get through the vent.
Right? He's stuck in the vent. Like with all the scenes just said, Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. God, somebody help me. Right. If someone could just give me a push, I cannot reach forward. I'm stuck in the vent.
all the dialogue in the movies is the bad guys down below a muffled vent.
He gets stuck in the vent in like the first 15 minutes of the movie, and then for the next 75 minutes he's just still in that exact same fucking spot in the vent.
Everybody has to come to the vent room so they can say his lines.
There's so much action happening around him in the movie, and he's still like, guys, someone, if a push or a pull, anything.
And then right when everything's over, he just he falls through, and then that's how he's the hero. Like, he just happened to fall through the vent.
He falls down on the German bad guy,
smashes him.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
With John McCain. Okay, so this next one, I just thought this was ridiculous. They don't understand how just technology works in 2019 on any level. Not that I'm some guru, but I know more than Sue Ostoff. One star, Amazon videos do no play on Comcast. We were not able to watch this because we did not know that Amazon videos will not play on Comcast. What bull. What a waste of time and money. Yeah, you got to get the fucking Amazon. You got a smart TV. You don't just go to your random cable provider. Where's the Amazon channel? Right. Like, you go on your computer. I just pictured this person. They went on their computer.
Just bless their heart.
They bought this movie. Yeah. And then like, yes, says it was gorgeous. Yes, it says we got it. Uh-huh. Now we just have to go on our TV and find the Amazon channel. And they're just flipping through. Where the fuck is it?
Right.
Where is this? That's how their Christmas is ruined.
Takes, I mean, a VHS tape and just smashing it into a DVD player. Like, that's how I didn't play.
This person's so frustrated with all the streaming. I can't find my Netflix channel. I can't find my Amazon channel, my Hulu channel.
Right.
I go through my Comcast directory.
I go on the website.
I go on the website. I've been on the website for hours and I cannot find my Comcast Amazon channel. Okay, Grandma.
Okay.
Let's
sit down.
Okay, so this next one, this is the last one.
Okay.
And this one, It's the anger Karen feels here just cracks me. Karen Gordon, one star, complete disaster, dump Amazon stock.
Shit, calm down.
Calm down, Karen.
Come on.
Purchase Die Hard. Mm-hmm. After 10 minutes, the sound went and there is no way to contact Amazon to resolve. This is my favorite. This will be the end of Amazon. They have expanded too fast into areas they have no knowledge of. Dump their stock now. What the fuck? Like, because Die Hard won't stream right, Karen thinks that the entire Amazon ship is going to sink.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself. I wrote a reply.
You did?
It shows up under my old address. I wrote it just before. I wrote, Karen, their stock has more than doubled since your recommendation. Maybe your assessment regarding the financial health of this massive corporation based solely on a text issue streaming Die Hard was just a wee bit irrational. And then I wanted to look. She left us November 22nd, 2018.
Yeah.
Their stock in November 2018 $1,500, $12 per share. Right now, $3,170. I wonder if she sometimes like looks at the ticker and is like, How? I guess no one cares about the Die Hard streaming. I guess the stock analysts don't give a shit
right.
How Die Hard streams on my computer. I went to the website. I contacted the Comcast. None of it would play.
Oh, man.
That's all.
I think she ever goes back and like I hope somebody that knows her like break their at dinner. No, things are good at work. Hey, Karen, how's that Amazon stock?
God damn it!
Oh my god! Just throws her forks down.
If I was her coworker or something, and that was like you'd have to jab all the time.
All the time.
Oh, okay, Karen, did you ever end up buying that Amazon stock? Because I did. I have made a fucking fortune.
I have bought a house.
I bought a house on.
Yeah, last week.
Three years worth of Amazon
just
profits. Off,
like, just how well they're doing in streaming.
Alone. It's insane.
It's crazy. Did you get it?
Did you hear how many titles they just acquired?
Right.
I could have watched Die Hard. It ruined my Christmas in 2018.
Well, she did get 10 minutes. Christmas was good for 10 minutes. And then they lost all sound.
And then everything went to...
Oh, that was a good one. Because I do love Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay. Let's turn it around, though.
Okay.
And we have to take a look at the good side of the internet.
Okay.
With this week's Sliver of Hope.
Sliver of Hope.
This one was sent in by Dummy Harley.
Harley?
Get the fuck out of here, ad. A third grade teacher in Minnesota donated a kidney to her school... custodian.
Whoa.
I know. And this article is a little lengthy, so if you're watching online, I'm going to jump around quite a bit. But Patrick Mertens needed a kidney, and feeling desperate, his daughter Kayla posted a request on Facebook in January. Mertens, 64, a school custodian, hadn't bothered asking his coworkers at Kimball Elementary School in Kimball, Minnesota, as he researched for a donor. He didn't want to inconvenience any of the teachers at the school, and he thought they had already done enough for him by setting up a fundraiser to support
dialysis.
My brain just like exploded. Dialysis. But when Erin Durger, a third grade teacher at the school, saw the Facebook post, she knew she wanted to help. So she reached out and after some tests learned that she was a match and it was decided. So it goes on here and it says that When Durgan was a child, her father was a school board director for 30 years. As a piece of fatherly advice, he told her that the first people that she should befriend in a school are the building workers, and she took this advice to heart. That's so it awesome. Goes down to, there's this reveal where she did find out that it was going to be a match, and she went and she ended up jumping out of the van, like in front of him, wearing a shirt that said donor on it.
Wow.
And they, you know, they were friends. They talked today. She seeks him out, you know, after hours so they can go and have, you know, ongoing conversations.
Yeah,
and the family,
yeah.
obviously very, very thankful considering Jeez. There's more than 93,000 people in the United States that are waiting for kidney transplants.
Wow.
You know, to have a match and have somebody that was willing to do that for you, you know, completely changed his life. But he's back to doing what he likes to do, hunt, fish.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and things were really going south super quick.
Wow, that's amazing. I my own dumb confession on this, for the first 30 seconds, 45 seconds of you talking about this, when you said, and you did say third grade teacher, my mind switched to third grade student, and I was trying not to be a buzzkill on like the joy, but in my head I was like, that's fucked up.
It's a tiny kidney.
Like, why would they let a third grader give their kidney to anyone? What kind of parent is pressuring their third grader to give their kidney to the custodian?
Do it.
Just do it. He needs it. But I like my kidneys.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what a kidney is. I don't want to go to the hospital.
But
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's a great story. And it's the feel-good side of the internet. But I also found a bunch of wacky shit.
Okay.
Also, dialysis. I'm sorry about that word.
It's okay.
It's exploded my brain. You know, you look at it and you're like,
uh-oh.
Oh, God.
I'm very familiar with that phenomenon.
Yeah, it's like, you know what it is. I'm like, dial sass.
Dial sass.
Dialysis.
The old kidney dial sass.
To you from internet.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple. To you, from internet.
This was sent in by dummy Jason.
Jason.
And it's mini roller skates that you can buy for your bird.
That's hilarious.
I love the pricing seems a little odd to me, but $8.46.
Is there any way? Okay, now this is the thing where, like, okay, good for them, whatever.
Right.
We have these mini roller skates, and it's like there's a little perch on each roller skate for the bird to grab on with their feet. The odds that those are going to be like lined up for the bird to use, that the bird is going to grab one and then the other and then skate around, have to be one in a million.
It's like the water skiing squirrel that everyone's seen online.
What's that? Zippy or Skippy? Yeah, that squirrel. Yeah, you would have to, if you're going to get these and you want your bird to use them, I think you're going to have to glue your bird's feet.
What if all birds just knew how to roller skate and we just didn't know?
That would be amazing.
That's their hidden talent.
Once given that presentation of like, here's your little skates.
Need the equipment.
They just like, oh, finally. Right. And then the bird just like really zipping along.
Like flying is second nature to them. Like they wish they could just roller skate. So they have to just settle for like, I guess I'll fly there.
And then all of a sudden, like, there's like some new batch of fossils found. And it's like, it turns out that like the wheel, like humans invented the wheel at like this point.
Right.
But actually birds had invented roller skates for some reason like 20,000 years before that. It's like this weird freak evolutionary moment.
Right.
some super smart parrots got together and like, what if we put some little wheels here and we make a little shoe out of it?
My wings are tired.
Oh, my wings are tired. This is way better. I'm skating around.
My back is so sore.
That'd be the greatest. Q 5,000 years in the world's history of just birds just zip, zip, zip. Yeah. Just skating around.
This next video, I believe the kid is okay. I'm going to go with that he's okay.
Hardcore.
I'm going to believe that he's okay without having seen it just so I can enjoy it.
Okay. But this is a reminder of why you don't throw fireworks in manholes. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
So this looks like it's, I don't know. I don't want to guess.
Russia.
Okay. Russia, it's not America.
Okay.
But this kid is dropping a firework in a manhole and bye.
Oh, my God.
There he goes.
Holy shit. That launched him. That launched him so hard.
And again, no one said that he was really hurt.
I don't know. There's no fucking way he's not really hurt. He may be alive.
But he had a manhole cover, like, protecting him. It was like a shield.
It was heavy as fuck.
Yeah, but the black, he was on it. Okay, everybody, you have to watch the video.
Yeah.
But he's on the manhole cover.
What if it landed on him?
It didn't. Kids fly farther than manhole covers. You know that. You should know that.
Everybody knows about manhole covers and kids know that.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That was unexpected. Mm-hmm. Like, I was prepared. I'm like, oh, this kid's going to, like, bump. I expected, like, a little bit of fire to shoot up from, like, the hole.
Yeah, I know.
Or maybe, like, a little bit of a ripple. That thing sent, like, cartoonishly fast through the air.
I know.
But he is a little kid.
It is a reminder. I know maybe he's made of rubber. But again, like if he really did get hurt, like I feel sorry for showing that video. Yeah. But I couldn't find anything that said that he really got hurt.
Okay.
Of course, poop in sewers, methane gas.
Mm-hmm.
I have dropped a lot of fireworks in the manholes.
You know
I love fireworks.
You do love fireworks.
Fuck yeah.
Like really love them.
Oh, God. So I'd lift them up and throw mortars inside of them.
What?
It's fun. And they're loud.
Huh, okay.
And the spark makes cool sounds. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Like shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Things bounce
around in metal.
Sure.
Boop, 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 like make little laser noises.
Were you like not allowed to have fireworks as a kid?
Why?
Because you do have an interesting fascination with fireworks. Like you're really in, but you don't talk about fire the rest of the year. So I don't read you as like a pyro.
No, I used to be growing up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So now you've channeled it into one holiday.
Like I'm okay with not having fireworks. Like now?
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved them for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. And I still love them.
Does your dad love that you love fireworks? Or is he like, oh, Jesus Christ, he's never gotten over this?
No, he's fine with it. Okay. It's not like it's a nuisance or it's like...
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if there was like stories from you as
a
kid.
Where it's a huge sore spot.
Like, right, exactly. Like you burnt down several things around the house. Right. You like, you know, hurt the pet. It's like there's this whole history of you like
whistling
with fireworks.
Pete and the lazy boy. God damn it, Joe. He's a curious little boy.
Very Dennis the Menace kind of, yeah. Okay.
And then this last thing, I didn't even know that this was an option of something you could buy on Amazon, but if you ever wanted 1500 live ladybugs,
whoa,
you can
live
for less than $7.
How is there that many ladybugs? There's just a giant bag of ladybugs.
Who's
got the crazy ass ladybug farm?
I know, but I mean,
and that seems too cheap. Weird. Okay,
who counts 1500 though?
I know. What if they shorted you? Do you call and complain?
Right.
I'm missing 7 ladybugs.
Who needs that many? They must be used for something.
They have to be.
Ladybugs are general predators that feed on a variety of slow-moving insects, including aphids, moth eggs, mites, scales,
so I'm guessing
thrips.
If you want to throw them into your garden and you're not in a place that has a bunch of ladybugs, we have an abundance of ladybugs here.
Okay.
So this is absurd to me. There are parts of the country it's just no ladybugs and they really wish they had them.
I like there's a bug called a thrip. I just like, what an odd. I just picture somebody like, what do you got these ladybugs? What do you mean? Look at all the thrips in my garden.
Right.
My garden is completely overrun with thrips.
You know how much better it'd be without these thrips?
I lay in bed at night and I just can't stop thinking about the goddamn thrips. Just thrips, you know, in the morning, thrips in the evening. I got a house full of thrips.
Well, that's it for, you know, a lot of stuff we're going to hear from our listeners now.
Okay.
With junk mail.
It's junk mail.
Our first piece of junk mail coming in from Dummy Alex. He writes, so I was listening to the episode where you talk about the woman at the zoo being upset because the elephant had a boner.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was dying laughing. A few years ago, pre-COVID, we had my niece's party at the zoo. While walking past the tortoise exhibit, we saw two tortoises going at it.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately thought, oh God, as I prepared for the questions that I knew that were going to be coming my way.
Sure.
Instead, my nephew, I shit you not, says, oh look, he's punishing the other turtle. I had to turn away as I was trying not to die from laughing and quickly went, oh look, there's some otters over there. My husband and I exchanged glances and both couldn't wait to tell his dad after the party. Thanks for helping this preschool teacher make it through virtual teaching. Hashtag fuck you 2020. So
nice.
Thank you, Alex. They're punishing each other.
They're fighting.
It's a very, also with the kids walking in the bedroom type excuse too. Like, oh, they're just wrestling.
Right.
Like, oh, that's called naked high five. I don't know. That's called clapping with your thighs.
My fear, like in my head goes to a situation there where you're like, the kid walks in. It's like, oh, that's naked high five. But then cut to like 3 months later, the kid's getting like sent home from school. Your kid gave a couple other children some naked high fives, as he called them. He was slapping the other kids with his dick.
Right.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe I should have had more of a in-depth talk.
I thought he forgot. And I've got an update on a short story about the pregnant teen who said that her doctor could give the green light to her smoking during her pregnancy.
Oh, yes.
So Dummy Kelly writes, hello, dum-dums. I was just listening to your newest suck, cigarette, sea scooter, yo-yo, pizza hat.
The names.
Just the way our fucking episodes are named. When your section on smoking while pregnant brought up a memory I wanted to share. When I was in university, Canadian here, so we have those, I knew a girl that I'm going to call Candace. I'm going to call her that only because I can't remember her fucking name for the life of me. So she met a guy through a bar we used to all frequent, and she got pregnant with twins. At the time, she smoked about a pack a day of John Player's Black, nicknamed Black Death.
Yikes.
So her doctor legitimately told her that if she quit, the babies would go into withdrawal and could die of the stress of having nicotine withdrawals, and it could be dangerous for her health. So she went down to half a pack a day of John Player Blue for the remainder of her pregnancy. I doubt the doctor wanted that. I think he wanted her to gradually quit over a month, but she heard what she wanted to hear and smoked all the way through. And we did get a handful of messages kind of along this same line. So both girls were born super small and both had asthma. So I guess a doctor might say, don't quit right away, but it's important to quit before their lungs develop if you can, or use a nicotine patch. Anyway, I'm a longtime fan of Time Suck. Never heard of it. Proud Space Lizard. I'm loving listening to Is We Dumb each week. Also, I listen to all podcasts at 1.4 speed, and Joe's laugh and is super funny at higher speeds, reminiscence of a chipmunk in a cute way. Is there a cute chipmunk way to laugh? Take care, guys. Keep on sucking and being dumb. Kelly Gabrielson.
Thanks, Kelly.
Gabrielson.
That's insane. I would have never thought of that. Like, the baby could go through withdrawals. I mean, I just feel like... I feel like if you're trying to get pregnant, I mean, yes, we don't know if it's an accidental pregnancy or not.
I'm guessing.
I would just think, though, that like the second you know that you're pregnant,
early
in the pregnancy, I mean,
can they withdrawals form?
Yeah, I would think that you'd want to stop,
or at least try to get off. But there are other people have sent in that you can. It can be bad for the baby to just cold turkey it, especially if you have high nicotine levels,
right?
And then you're supposed to taper it off.
Okay.
But there were multiple emails of people being like, they just heard what the doctor said that to them.
Yeah.
And they heard, I'm the best mom ever. I guess I have to stop smoking a lot. And they just smoke like sometimes.
Right.
So yeah, try not to do that.
Man.
Going back to that story, though, there's no way the doctor said, that's fine.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be A-okay. I doubt that conversation didn't
happen. Babies love smoke.
Right. Thanks, guys, for the updates with Junk Mail. And now we're going to wrap up this fucking show.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's give thanks to Zach Cohen, creating some of the custom music beds for the show. Thanks to Logan Keith, pumping out that merch, badmagicmerch.com, and taking care of the social media accounts, which is Facebook, Instagram, at IsWeDumb. Thanks to Zach Flannery, producing and directing. Also find us online at IsWeDumb. Again, those threads, like you mentioned, the new Doom-inspired Dumb t-shirt, sweatshirt, and Tumblr.
Yes.
Available now. And then you can find everything that we do on our YouTube channel, Bad Magic Productions, that has all the shows. Mm-hmm, it has Is We Dumb, it's got Time Suck, it's got Scared to Death. So we got your horror, we got your historical, and we got your sometimes funny.
Do we have a new website that has everything in one?
No, but YouTube's does.
Oh, yes. Okay.
on the website. If you have something you want to see on the show, we covered a lot of that today. Dumb@iswedumb.com. If you have any questions, info@iswedumb.com. Keep on rating and reviewing wherever you listen to podcasts. And now we're going to wrap things up with, we're going to jump back to the Wow Neat Fact.
Okay, neat fact.
For this week. So let's go ahead and bring it up on the screen.
Wow, neat fact.
This one is going to stick with you for a long time.
Okay.
I didn't know this. Did you know? The concave circle on the side of a milk jug provides structural integrity. If you drop it, the dimple can prevent it from exploding. When a jug hits the ground, the circle warps outward and gives the milk a place to go when it expands on impact. You know that little indent on the... What? So it's there to give it more space to expand.
There was way more engineering that has gone into a gallon of milk than I would have ever, ever expected.
Uh-huh. A lot of things I think are way... more smarter than I would have made him.
Thank God for smart people. Thank God for the 0.1% of the human population that's really smart that makes life good for the rest of us fucking idiots.
The rest of us that are dropping milk jugs.
If civilization was depending on me to like get our products up to snuff.
Be a bag of milk.
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, we go.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.